And here we are live at EXT all the way from Philadelphia. It's Foxtrot and the Get Down.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so I know Colin and Erica's names because those were easy to remember, but who else do we have in this room? Because, see, I didn't study for this test.
It's Eric Burke here, guitar.
Ken Bianca here, playing bass.
I'm Jimmy Ivan on drums.
The main reason that you knew me and Erica's names was because we just shouted them the entire time.
Yeah. So, Colin, tell me, how did you all find each other?
This group right here started at Westchester University. Me and Ken lived on the same dorm floor. I think it was G-Love and Special Sauce was kind of the bond between us. We were just walking by one another's room one day and just turned out I played guitar, he played bass, and we both loved G-Love.
I was in the room right next to his room, too. We were neighbors.
Yeah. Now, Ken just sat outside my door sometimes. It was weird.
Ken didn't actually go to college.
So we started writing like, probably beginning of our sophomore year. Like, we started messing around our freshman year. And then we met Erica. Me and Erica waited tables together at a restaurant in Westchester.
Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse. We bonded over prime rib and Otis Redding. It was nice. We had another drummer at this point, but we had cut the album in Nashville. And when we came back, we had realized that we put way too many guitars on the record to compensate for that live. So Eric happens to be my cousin. And I had come right from Tennessee, went right to his house and asked him if he joined the band. So Eric jumped in at that point. And then...
Grudgingly.
Yeah. I made him. And then Jimmy was added about a year ago at this point.
It was like seven months.
Jimmy's been around for a little while now.
I've been here for a little bit.
Yeah, Jimmy jumped right in and went right on the road for 2 weeks. So
I had 5 practices and then we started tour just after that.
So that's how this incarnation of the band, the final incarnation, has come about. We do have 2 other people who tour with us, saxophone player and a violin player, Caroline, who's at Westchester University. So it's a Philadelphia/Westchester University family.
And the name?
Yes.
Foxtrot and the Get Down.
We want a cooler story, but we don't have one.
I like that.
Our original drummer's last name was Fox, so Foxtrot seemed to have made sense. And we liked the Get Down, and we threw an ampersand in the middle. I will say, until recently, that name befuddled people endlessly.
It's a great name to get wrong.
So easy to get wrong.
Foxtrot and the Get Out. Foxtrout was one of them.
Yeah, we played Webster Hall in New York, and we checked our Instagram after, and somebody had tagged "Great set by Foxtrout in the Ghetto," and I thought it was a joke, so I liked it, and he instantly edited it. It was great. Fox and Trot are always spaced wrong. Get Down is always one word for some reason, but we won't change it. It won't happen at this point.
It's too much fun.
It is too much fun.
Especially, how else are you going to get to like Foxtrout?
Yeah, exactly. I want to make a list of the greatest wrong ones as we keep going.
And then we'll just send out t-shirts with those names on it.
We should get Foxtrout really t-shirts made up.
I'd wear it.
I'd wear it.
Just a hairy fish.
No, so how long have you guys been as a band then? Even without this incarnation, how long has it been?
The first, I'd say 2 years, this is going back to 2011, was probably when we first started to mess around. But we kind of start our clock around 2014 when we cut our first record, our first EP in Philadelphia. It was called Sold the Soul. So before then, it was just bar shows hungover during college to pay for our recording time. But we realistically kind of start our clock around 2014.
We're live at EXT. We've got Foxtrot and the Get Down here, or Foxtrot and the Get Up, or something like that.
Whatever,
right?
Whatever you please.
So
you got to make up your own before we're done the interview.
I'm thinking on it. I haven't come up with the right one yet, though. Run it by you. So what would the website be then?
We are foxtrotandthegetdown.com. And we are that on all of our social media as well, except for Twitter, which only allows a certain amount of words. So we are Foxtrot Get Down on Twitter.
Cool. And the new album is called Roots Too Deep. Would like to have you play a couple of songs. Do you want to say something about Roll Down the Road?
So Roll Down the Road is the first single off the record. And this is one that's an interesting song to break down to a stripped down acoustic level, because it's a big kind of bombastic rock song, gang vocals on the track. It's a great song for a big crowd, but we're going to take this down and strip it down to a WEXT session style.
Take it slow. We just roll down the road. highway, far as we can, and we'll take the back road, baby, till we hit sand, and we'll sing the old songs you love the most, and we'll spend our days here making memories on the coast, while we just roll down the road.
Foxtrot and the Get Down. And you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Thank you. yeah, I know, this life ain't easy, no, this ain't easy, I know, yeah, I know, this life ain't easy, no, this ain't easy, I know, yeah, I know, this life ain't easy, no, this ain't easy, I know, yeah, I know, this life ain't easy, no, life ain't easy, I know, yeah, I know, this life ain't easy, no, this ain't easy, I know, yeah, I know, this life ain't easy, no, life ain't easy, I know, yeah, I know, this life ain't easy, no, 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 no. And I'm patient waiting on my move. And I know I was born to sing the blues. And I'm screaming and I'm letting loose all these voices in my
live at EXT. Voices in My Soul is a song by Foxtrot and the Get Down. Their album is called Roots Too Deep. I'm hearing a lot of influences that must be behind what you guys are making for music here. So quickly, why don't we say what's kind of at the top of that list?
Numero uno, always the man, Mr. Bruce Springsteen. This is a complicated question because we all come from such different areas. I mean, even when me and Ken met, Ken was very into reggae. 311, Pepper.
Still am.
Yeah, on the way up here, I was listening to Science by Incubus.
This was also the fun part of kind of the digital age where you make a Facebook and you have to write your genre down. We had no idea what to call ourselves. Bruce will always be a huge influence for us. Individually, we can run down the line. I grew up on blues. My dad was big Delta Blues fan. Clapton, Rolling Stones were always in my house. So for me, that's where I come from. But individually, I mean, Eric has a similar background.
Yeah, that was me. I mean, I listened to his dad play guitar in the bottom room all the time. I like the Zeppelin stuff, all that. Yeah, me and Kyle essentially had the same upbringing as far as that goes.
And then Erica's just off the rails.
Yeah, my mom was like classic rock, country, a lot of Sade. And then like my dad was Metallica. Just Metallica.
I've always thought of you as a Metallica Sade hybrid.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I've been going for.
And Jimmy, what would you say?
My mom's a disco queen and my dad's a huge funk head, but they both love Stevie Wonder. So I got a lot of Stevie Wonder when I was growing up, which was great. And the funk from my dad helped me out with drumming a lot. And the disco, obviously, you know, you just keep that 4-4 going. But in my own experiences, I started liking a lot of blues, Led Zeppelin, you know, John Bonham. I liked Keith Moon a lot. Travis Barker from Blink-182, big influence. Jack White as a drummer. I say this a lot. He doesn't get as much credit as he should as a drummer because of his guitar virtuosiness.
And we always mess that up in interviews where they ask Jimmy his influence, and I'll say the White Stripes.
And he'll say the White Stripes, and I'm like, eee!
Meg White's a huge influence. But I think the collective influence leads to, when you listen to the record, we always say that there's something for everybody on there. It's going to be in the same mold. It's our sound, but you can go jump from a song like Postal to a song like Voices in My Soul that sound completely different, but if you listen to them sequentially, they make sense. And then there's songs like Wake Up, Good Morning, I Love You that are kind of taken from like a Ray Charles, Hallelujah, I Love Her So kind of a vibe, to Between Your Sheets, which kind of has like a Country Stones kind of a vibe. And we got to thank Mr. Trey Sasser, our producer, 100%. We gave him this hodgepodge of different influences and somehow crafted it into a cohesive unit.
Very cool. Foxtrot and the Get Down is the name. They're from Philadelphia and Westchester. So what did you settle on for the genre in Facebook? Because you have to put that down, don't you?
Oh, we do. We always get labeled like a blues rock because we'll play the slide. I think if you play a slide, you're instantly labeled blues rock. It's just rock and roll. I think in interviews recently, we've boiled it down to it's a mix of a lot of American musics. If I could put American as the genre, I would. But it's a mix of blues and rock and soul and Americana. And
I like to think of it as festival blues.
That's not a bad idea. There's big sing-alongs. There's hooks. Yep. It's poppy, festival, blues, soul, Americana rock.
Yeah, also Firefly, a lot of blues if you're listening. What up?
America's been blessed to be the home of a lot of great music. And it comes from a lot of different places. But we've settled into that's our sound.
Excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming by today. This has been great having you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Foxtrot and the Get Down, their album called Roots Too Deep. And this last song you'll play for us, you mentioned Postal.
Yes.
You want to say anything about Postal?
This is one of the first songs that me and Colin ever really played together on. This, it goes back almost to 2011.
This was one of our first mess around songs where Ken was playing a Squire bass sitting on his bed in the dorm room.
Without an amp because they didn't let me have an amp in college.
I think my favorite story about this song is going back to college. As college bros are wont to do, we sat in the quad. Our buddy had bongos and me and Ken. And this girl just came up and sat in front of us. She was like, "What do you play something?" And we played Postal and a song called Crash and Burn. This is like an old, this is
very
early
old
Foxtrot. She didn't say anything, stood up, and walked away.
Apparently my unplugged bass playing wasn't enough to keep her around.
The girl that got away.
Postal is the lead-off track on the album. It's a fun kind of Johnny and June kind of...
Boot stomping.
Great sing-along. One of my favorite tracks on the record. Heavy guitar song, which is interesting to boil it down once again to an acoustic level, but it's fun to do. I love this track. So this is Postal.
The old thing back. Keep saying all she wants to go coastal. Keep telling her we're never going back. Keep telling her she's dropping me postal. She ain't good with me. She's never short on history. Yeah. I don't think she understands how close she is to never seeing me. Telling me she wants the old thing back. Keep saying how she wants to go coastal. Keep telling her we're never going back. Keep telling her she's dropping me postal. She ain't going there. She's never short on history. Yeah. I don't think she understands how close she is to never seeing me. Keep telling her we're never going back. Keep telling her she's dropping me postal. She ain't good with me. She's never short on history. I don't think she understands how close she is to never seeing me.
Hey guys, I'm Colin.
And I'm Erica.
From Foxtrot and the Get Down, this is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.